We're doing Avat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Sarachaya Badani HaKohen. Last time we learned that when a person does not give charity, so the Gemara warns that if the person does not help the pauper, even though he could have, he refrains from helping the pauper, so then sometimes Hashem says, okay, we'll switch. And we find indications of this concept in numerous places in Chazal. Chazal is an acronym for Chachmenu Zichronam Levracha, our sages of blessed memory. That the through the sin of withholding charity and kindness from Israel, a person can cause that ultimately his money will be finished in the hands of foreigners. Ad shenishal be'erom u'chosar kol, till he remains naked and without anything. V'chedita b'tan d'veli al-zuta. As the Medrash, Tan d'veli al-zuta recounts, you guys know the story of Tan d'veli al. There was a rabbi named Rav Anon. Eliyahu used to come with Rav Anon to learn. They had a set learning schedule together. One time, a person came and brought a gift to Rav Anon. And then Rav Anon didn't want to accept it, and finally the guy explained to him why halachically he should accept the gift from him, so Rav Anon agreed. Then the guy said, I need you to judge a court case for me. Rav Anon said, you've disqualified me, you gave me a gift, you know, all of your halachic claim why I should accept the gift, that's very nice, but at the end of the day, I did accept the gift from you, and I cannot judge you. So the guy says, okay, who do you recommend? So he sent him to someone he recommended. That person had a court case of orphans standing before him, and then he gets word from Rav Anon that Rav Anon sent him this court case. The guy looks at the guy who was sent over, the two people coming to be judged. One of them was sent by Rav Anon. So he says, gee, Rav Anon's a big rabbi. If Rav Anon sent this guy for me, I gotta show him proper respect. So he said to the orphans, guys, do me a favor, hold off. We'll deal with your case next. I know you were first in line, but I got to deal with this case first. When the other guys saw that they were pushing off orphans in honor of the guy he was suing, or the guy who was suing him, he gave up. He said, I don't stand a chance in this case. If they give him such respect, I don't stand a chance. Eliyahu didn't show to Rav Anon. Eliyahu stopped coming. All the things that Rav Anon learned with Eliyahu until that point, Rav Anon would look Eliyahu Hanavi face to face, and Rav Anon recorded all his learning from Eliyahu. That's Tanat ve'Eliyahu Rabba. Rav Anon fasted and prayed, and finally Eliyahu came back. When Eliyahu came back, Rav Anon couldn't look him in the face anymore. Every time he'd look him in the face, he'd get scared. Even though Rav Anon was just the cause of a sin, he didn't really do something wrong, but he caused something. He should have been a little bit more careful. He was on a lower level now. So Rav Anon would sit in a box, and Eliyahu would stand outside the box, and they'd learn together. He couldn't look Eliyahu in the face. And everything he learned from Eliyahu, when he could no longer look him in the face, that was all recorded in the Braisa Tanad Be'Eliyahu Zuta, the smaller learnings from Eliyahu. Tanad Be'Eliyahu, the teachings of the Academy of Eliyahu, Zuta, when Rav Anon was smaller. So this is a quote from that Medrash, the Tanad Be'Eliyahu Zuta, the minor. It says over there, Eliyahu taught about the pasuk Tachat Ashalo Avata Hashem Lokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav Merov Kol, being that you didn't serve Hashem your God with happiness and a good heart, because God gave you so much, it says in the Torah. Hashem says, after I gave you everything, you weren't happy. You didn't serve me in happiness. So in exchange, I will have you serve your enemy in hunger and thirst, nakedness, and lacking everything. Says the Medrash. What does the verse mean when it says in hunger? Bizman she'adam ani mevakesh min ha'ashir tipa shel shechar lishtot o tipa shel chometz. When the pauper comes by and says, give me a little bit of beer, give me a little bit of vinegar. So the guy who's well off, he doesn't give it to him. God causes the nations to come and tax him and force him to pay the best wines that exist. How does the verse mean a person gets punished with nakedness and lacking everything? When the pauper asks him for a linen garment, which in their days was like jeans, linen was the cheapest garment, or wool, and the wealthy person does not give it out to the poor person. So God causes the nations to come and tax him, and then he has to pay them the best garments. And that's how it goes with kindness too. Being that he does not want to serve Hashem in happiness and to do kindness with the people of Israel the way he really could afford to do. If he would do kindness, he would be in fulfillment of the biblical commandment to give loans. We have a commandment to help one another out. He would have gotten his money back if he would have given loans. God always pays back, that a person has to pay doubly in taxes, triply in taxes. He ends up giving it to strangers. If he would have given a loan, he could have demanded it back. If he doesn't give the loan, he won't have the capacity to ever get it back. Even if a person does a little bit of charity, a little bit of kindness with his money, but not the amount he should have, then too his money could all dwindle because he didn't do the amount he should have. And we'll pick up here, but not till next time. Yes, sir.
How do we know how much we should?
So that's there are halachos about that. We'll get to that.